and the time is 5 o'clock.
Good afternoon. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Unleash your enthusiasm for something special.
You're listening to Pages Radio for Readers. So we'll take a look at what's all at the Winnipeg Public Library. We will have our march around the supper table. I've got a Halloween story for you, so you might want to lock the door for that. Let's take a look, shall we? What is on at the Winnipeg Public Library? I've looked up their website. You can, too. The best of cookbooks. Join us at the library to learn what's new and exciting in the world of cookbooks with an exclamation mark. Share a cookbook with us. That's cannibalism, actually. Share a cookbook with us that you consider a classic. One that keeps you coming back to multiple recipes. Right? Saturday, November 2nd, 2 to 3 p.m., where? Room C, the Cornish Library. It's for adults, for seniors. Register, yes, but there's 5 seats left when I looked at this. Get on it. NFB Film Club, Stolen Time. Now, this is in person. In Stolen Time, a riveting feature documentary, charismatic elder rights lawyer Melissa Miller and hundreds of aggrieved families take on the corporate for-profit nursing home industry. So it's a horror movie, then. Well, it says check for registration status. It's going round and round and round. When? Saturday, November 2nd, 2 to 3:30. Where? Carol Shields Auditorium in the Millennium Library. I'm looking at today's Uniter, which says Masters of Terror on the front, and there are people dressed up for Halloween there. Interviews with Haunted House employees in this week's issue of the Uniter as well. I want to tell you that the arts page, documentary festival here for its 15th year, the Dave Barber Cinematheque says, Give Me Some Truth. That's the Give Me Some Truth documentary festival, presented by the Winnipeg Film Group and the Dave Barber Cinematheque. So, film writer and publisher, producer and filmmaker, Kirla Janice, started Give Me Some Truth during her tenure back in 2008. So this year's 5-day festival runs from November 6th to the 10th. You've got time then. Will include master lectures, workshops, New World documentaries, as well as local and Canadian shorts programs. And on Saturday, November 10th, festival will conclude with the Give Me 10 and 30 documentary challenge. That's in the pages of the Uniter. And on the other side of that, by the way, that page is a half page devoted to the schedule for CKWFM, because we're here for you 24/7. And as well, appropriately enough, in the Uniter, hit the books and the databases, research workshops and resources available through the library here at the University of Winnipeg. Big learning curve, I'll say, first year, probably even more now than when we had... Well, Gutenberg, I think, was still printing his books when I was here. So anyways, the University of Winnipeg Library wants to help. Ian Fraser, head of the library's instruction and reference departments, hosts Ready, Set, Go workshops to help equip students with essential research skills. Very last paragraph says, for students unable to visit in person, a live help chat is available during library hours, along with self-guided online resources. So library events, workshops, and services will continue throughout the academic year, with updated dates and details posted regularly on their website. That's in today's, this week's, Uniter, published weekly here on campus, and you can read most of the articles in it as well online. 5 minutes after five. What about the weather then? Because Halloween tonight, yes. Well, at the moment, mostly cloudy skies and 4 degrees. Tonight, still no snow in the forecast. You gotta like it. Mainly cloudy. The low tonight, -4. Then for Friday, mainly cloudy skies and a high of 8 degrees. Looking at, oh, by the way, the archives. I know, our archives, we have a promise that they're working on it and getting our archives back up because they've been missing in action for quite a while now. So I'm looking for last Saturday's show, of course. Carol McKibben and I do the Saturday morning show for you here, 6 till 8. That's not there yet, but let's have some patience, shall we? Looking at Free Press then, back from April the 13th for 2024 for Douglas William McEwen. Doug enlisted in the RCF, 1943, served as a flying officer in the Royal Canadian Air Force, Coastal Command, 407 Squadron, till the end of the war. As well, Gregory Dale Miller. This from March 14th. Favorite title, Pa. Joined the RCAF, stationed in St. John's, Newfoundland, where he met his sweet young thing. They wed June 1963. 10 years with the RCAF. Then he joined Transport Canada, D&D, as well. And finally, a little personal biography in this obituary for Edith Maria Wassenaar Nifilos. Eldest of six children, was 13 years old when the German army swept through Holland in 5 days. She had to quit school, worked as a live-in maid for a wholesale bulb grower in her hometown, sent her meager pay home to help support her four younger brothers and sisters. She often said, "I didn't have a childhood." Not until May the 5th, then, 1945, Canadian Army broke through to Lisse to finally free all of Holland from the Nazi grasp. Edith, then 18, described it as a highlight of her still young life, roaring around the streets of Lisse in a jeep with two young Canadian soldiers for a full week of celebrating. So let's make our march around the supper table tonight, then. Je me souviens. Thank you. our march around the supper table tonight, then. Je me souviens. The march of the Royal 22nd Regiment of Andouilles, the central band of the Canadian Forces, at 10 minutes after 5. One other note on things military. I'm looking at the Winnipeg Free Press from Friday, October 25th. Shoulder to lean on for 20 years. And that's a little write-up on the Deer Lodge Clinic. Treats Mounties, military personnel. Starts with a personal story of a man who, 4 years ago, Imon Fund supported the Operational Stress Injury Clinic, Winnipeg's Deer Lodge Center. As I say, their 20th anniversary last Thursday. So, huge impact they have made on his life. 25-person clinic serves veterans and active members of the Canadian Armed Forces, RCMP, in Manitoba, northwestern Ontario, and Nunavut. Offers psychotherapy, pharmacotherapy, education services for patients and their families to help them address injuries, such as post-traumatic stress disorder, stemming from the line of duty. So the clinic, among the first of its kind when it launched in 2004, now one of the top-performing facilities in the National Operational Stress Injury Network that includes 10 permanent clinics and 11 satellite sites. Deer Lodge Clinic, then, at 11 minutes after 5. Right, we promised you a Halloween story. Are you sitting comfortably there? Very good.
Are you one of the frightened? Have you ever imagined someone was following you? Caught a glimpse of a strange face in the crowd behind you, and then that face mysteriously seems to be with you wherever you go? Sylvester Dodge had just such an experience. Walk with me a bit, and I'll tell you about Sylvester and his man in the raincoat. Sylvester Dodge was a man like you or me. He worked as a bookkeeper in a Wall Street office, and for many years he was saving for the day when he could afford his trip to Europe, away from ledgers and bank balances and adding machines. Finally, the last week of daily toil approached, and anticipation thrilled his fat little body as he boarded the Lexington Avenue local. The big vacation loomed on his horizon as the reward of a dreary lifetime. It was then that Sylvester Dodge first noticed the man in the raincoat with the curiously shaped umbrella. Something about the man made Sylvester shudder. The man's face was a deathly white, and the hands surrounding the handle of the umbrella were like great claws. The flesh of the fingers were horribly gnarled and ghastly green. Sylvester could not bear to look at him, but even in turning away, he felt the eyes of the man boring into his back like twin beams of awful light. You know the feeling, don't you? Someone who's looking at you, staring at you, eyeing you with such a terrible concentration that you want to scream or cry out, "Stop! Stop!" When the train reached the station, Sylvester rushed from his car like a man released from prison. The man in the subway had shocked him, but then again, you do meet all kinds of people in New York, don't you? And so Sylvester Dodge began the 5-block walk to his office. The sun was out, April breezes caressed the stone buildings, and people hustled along with spring steps. But Sylvester had that curious feeling that I mentioned to you. Someone was following him. He felt eyes peering at his back, could feel somebody's interest and attention focused on his rounded body hurrying through the crowd. He found himself walking faster, faster. He stopped for a streetlight, panting for air. He turned. A deathly white face in the crowd bobbed like a Halloween skeleton and vanished. Sylvester Dodge whirled and raced across the street, his coat tails flying. He stopped again, a block away from his office, and flung a backward look. There was the man in the raincoat, waving his claw-like hand in greeting, the umbrella dangling from the wrist. Something pounded in Dodge's skull, and desperately he raced the remaining block and fell against the building wall, gasping for breath. He turned slowly, fighting for his reason. But no, there was the man with the raincoat, a scant 10 yards away, coming towards him. The ghastly face was smiling. The umbrella was outstretched, almost as if it was seeking something. Sylvester Dodge pushed out from the wall and left the protection of the building. At that precise moment, the grand piano that was being hoisted to the office on the fourth floor swung awkwardly on its pulley, the rope snapped, and its great weight crashed to the sidewalk, pinning Sylvester Dodge to his death. So you see, poor Sylvester tried to run away from his fate and dodged in the wrong direction, all because he had the silly notion that someone was following him. Well, I'll leave you here, my friend. Huh? Well, you don't think my face is so awfully white, do you? Oh, I'm so sorry. I seem to have dropped my umbrella. Would you mind very much handing it to me?
Ooh. You recognize, of course, the voice of Boris Karloff. At 17 minutes after 5.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Hirschberg, author of The Rebel Diet, and you're listening to CKUW FM 95.9.
Right you are. Say, we've got enough time here. I'm looking at the Winnipeg Free Press from Wednesday. Filmmaker Kevin Smith shares Winnipeg's unusual love for the 1974 cult musical. Fans of the Phantom of Fine Paradise, yes. Conrad Swetman, nice big piece here. Event preview. Kevin Smith gets Winnipegged, hosted by Peter Ebling. Burton Cummings Theater, tomorrow, 7 p.m. Tickets are $55 to $79 at Ticketmaster. But yes, he's gaga about and made a documentary, of course, about Phantom of the Paradise. And then they are re-showing it. Yes, Phantom of the Paradise 50th anniversary celebration. Now, you're right. Saturday at Burton Cummings Theater, the 7 o'clock show is sold out. But when the Free Press came to my house, there's still a show for 2 p.m. on Saturday, it said. Tickets $26 at Ticketmaster.
Life at last, salutations from the other side. I can see that you're the devil's pride. Do you realize that all of you don't have some home? Boy, you hated that was part of you. I'm your nightmares coming true. I am your crime. Life at last, sit and listen while the fun begins. Hearts are broken and the bad guys win. Sit and listen, all the cutting up is easy. And it's sitting for a queasy or a weaker heart. Oh, you had better start. Oh, what is the time? From the evil that you created, getting horny and damn frustrated. What's different on one?
We wanted to play it all, but no, we can't do that. Phantom of the Paradise, the two cities in the world that are totally gaga about Phantom, Winnipeg and Paris. You're right. Impossible to explain. Well, to those who understand, no explanations is necessary. To those who don't, none is possible, I think, is what we're looking for. Thank you, Paul Williams. Yes, he is coming. Paul Williams, it says here in the Free Press, so it must be true, will be coming for that. Phantom of the Paradise 50th Anniversary Celebration, the showing of at the Burton Cummings Theatre. 2 p.m., as I say, still on sale. 7 p.m., sold out. $26 at Ticketmaster. We're talking about filmmaker Kevin Smith in this article, of course. He has set two horror comedies, Tuscan Yoga Hosers, in a city the doctor calls colder than a witch's tit, yes. But he's visiting Winnipeg in connection with a horror comedy, not his own, promoting a screening of his buddy Malcolm Ingram's documentary, Phantom of Winnipeg. So that will be Burton Cummings Theatre, 7 p.m. Friday night. It is 21 minutes after 5. Now, I just got my PBS listing for the month of November. God bless them, it's only October 31st. And what caught my eye immediately was The Good Things on Sunday Night. Of course, Ridley, Marvel Murder Club, Wolf Hall. There's a new, maybe that is the new Wolf Hall, yes. And starting on Sunday, November the 11th, Howard's End, the Ian Forster then. And I see it's four parts at least, because it runs right through November. So watch for that on PBS. They check your local listings as well. Now, this is a ways away, but since we do play vinyl here, I picked this up at Into the Music. Manitoba's largest record sale, well, they're claiming Sunday, March the 16th, 10 to 4. Records, CDs, tapes, videos, posters, books, memorabilia, and more, and they've been here before. The Caboto Center, 1055 Wilkes Avenue. They are so serious about what's going on there, there's a $5 admission charge. Now, early admission at 8 a.m. for $30 for the real hardcore. When? Again, Sunday, March the 16th in the 2025. Telling you about it now, though. By the way, I had an email from McNally Robinson Booksellers today to tell me that the new courses in the classroom there, the Grant Park store, will be up on November the 6th. You can go looking then, because I'm already working and have lined up the books for the spring Mystery Book Club. We'll start with the new Richard Osman to start. He's got a new series, He of the Thursday Murder Club, yes, which has been filmed as well. And while I was at McNally's, I picked up their community classroom and events calendar. So I see that tomorrow, Darren Bernhardt, at 7 o'clock tomorrow, join him for the launch of Prairie Oddities, Pumpkinhead, Peculiar Gravity, and more lesser-known histories. This will feature a conversation hosted by Gordon Goldborough, Mr. Manitoba Historical Society, Mr. Vanishing This and That, Whatever Happened To. You hear him on CBC every Sunday morning. So, Darren there, Friday night. Now, if you can't make that, I lined up an interview with Darren today. We're going to tape it next Thursday. I have his new book, Prairie Oddities, Pumpkinhead, Peculiar Gravity, and More Lesser-Known Histories. And we'll get him to autograph it next week, and we'll give it away next Thursday on Pages Radio for Readers. And if that doesn't happen, we'll carry it over to the Saturday morning show. Carol McKibben and I are here for every Saturday morning, 6 till 8. And we usually run our interviews about 7:45. So you might want to tune in for that. Finally, we often talk about China and Ai Weiwei, and I'm delighted to see from Friday, October 25th, that the Ai Weiwei 1,254 bicycle sculpture is coming back. It's back to the forks. Lovely picture of it here. You look that up online if you like. It's headlined, Ai Weiwei sculpture rolls back to the forks. And finally, I picked up the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra schedule at McNally Robinson Booksellers. You can too. And of course, you can always simply look them up online. But it's nice to have something you can refer to. Now, let's say if this is October 31st. I see November 30th. I want to draw your attention to Winnipeg Sings Along, November 30th, the Winnipeg Art Gallery. There must be something special in the water where the Assiniboine meets the red. I don't drink it. Don't eat that, Elmer. Because Winnipeg has produced more than its fair share of world-class songwriters. From Burton to Bachman, Penner to Simmons, from Canadian country to the godfather of grunge. So, memorable music. Join the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra with special guests Al Simmons, Saul James, bring your singing voice. November 30th, 7:30 p.m., Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra at the Winnipeg Art Gallery. I'm Ron Robinson. You've been listening to Pages, Radio for Readers, back, as I say, next Thursday, 5 to 5:30. Stay tuned now for Eat Your Arts and Vegetables up next. And Carol McKibben and I will be here Saturday morning, 6 till 8. I hope you can join us then. Leave you. New in our shelf here in the new room, Roseanne Cash. She remembers everything. The cut is Gods of Harlem, working with Costello, Elvis Costello and Kris Kristofferson, which she knew from way back when. It took quite a while to get them all together in New York, apparently, and they wrote the song, Eight Gods in Harlem, in the studio on the same day. It was amazing. Elvis Knight looking at Chris like he was the great oracle, and both of us kind of kissing the hem of his garment. So let's listen, then.
Happening.